ahead of 2026 polls, and X restricted in Tanzania after police targeted by hackers.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. Some general workers employed by Mojan Investment Limited, a contractor engaged by the Lusaka City Council, gathered at the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to protest over unpaid wages. The workers revealed that they have gone over 4 months without receiving their salaries, a situation they say has severely impacted their standard of living. With the rising cost of living, the workers have expressed frustration over the prolonged delay in payment, noting that some have even been evicted from their homes due to inability to pay rent.
Last year, in October,
And Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Technical Services Nicholas Piri has assured the affected workers that the contractor will settle all outstanding payments by the end of next week. Mr. Piri has also urged local authorities across the country to prioritize timely payment of dues, warning that delays not only affect worker morale and productivity, but also undermine the government's development agenda.
The ministry has tried very hard to ensure that my contractors, when they are in town, they are in town, Vapasco ndalama za kutu wakasia buwanji wakazikuli pirani. So we have had a discussion with your employer, your contractor, your lipo pano, takamanaweze, and we have agreed that before the end of next week, mwonse mwenye mwuse za kutu wa contractor kuja, muzali piliwa ndalama za zene mnasa buwanji, zene mnasa wenzela.
Opposition All People's Congress Party has accused the UPND of resorting to electoral blackmail in a bid to sway voters ahead of the 2026 general elections. APC President Nason Msoni has criticized President Hakainde Hichilema for recent remarks suggesting that if citizens do not vote wisely, they could return to a period marked by political violence and oppression. Mr. Msoni has described the remarks as an attempt to emotionally manipulate the electorate into supporting what he termed as a failed UPND regime. He has further alleged that political violence has not decreased under the UPND, but has worsened, citing incidents where mourners were reportedly attacked at graveyards by suspected UPND supporters.
The assertion by Mr. Hichilema that if citizens don't vote well, they might end up going back to being beaten is intended to blackmail citizens into voting for him and his failed UPND regime. We think that resorting to electoral blackmail tactics is in essence an admission that he has lost the argument for remaining in government. Arguably, Mr. Hichilema has sensed an early defeat, and as such, he has now resorted to scaremongering tactics, which we think are designed to make voters to vote for him and UPND out of fear.
Former Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gary Nkombo has officially lodged a complaint with the Zambia police against individuals responsible for circulating social media posts suggesting he intends to challenge President Hakainde Hichilema for the leadership of the UPND at the upcoming party convention. Speaking to journalists shortly after filing the complaint at police force headquarters in Lusaka today, Mr. Nkombo has dismissed the allegations as false, malicious, and deliberately intended to sow division within the party. He has categorically denied any plans to contest the presidency, adding that he remains loyal to President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND. Mr. Nkombo has attributed the online rumors to individuals bent on misleading the public and destabilizing the party, calling on law enforcement agencies to take swift and decisive action against those responsible for the defamatory content.
We are here at the Zambia Police Force headquarters, where I have come to lodge in a complaint to the Zambia Police about what has been going on for a considerable amount of time by people who are purporting to be myself and basically duping the public about intentions that I do not have. And that is that I, according to this newsflash from a group that you will be informed soon once the police have finalized their investigation.
Minister of Health, Dr. Elijah Muchima, has called for urgent global action to address growing challenges in healthcare financing, disease prevention and climate change during his address to the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. Speaking in Geneva, Switzerland, Dr. Muchima has reaffirmed Zambia's support for the Assembly's core agenda of strengthening the World Health Organization, enhancing emergency preparedness, promoting global well-being and advancing equitable support nations. However, he has warned that shifting global health financing trends are posing serious threats to critical services for HIV, tuberculosis and malaria, as well as broader health systems in developing countries. Highlighting Zambia's health progress, the minister has reported significant improvements in key indicators such as maternal mortality, which has dropped from 252 deaths per 100,000 live births in 2021 to 187, while neonatal mortality has declined from 24 to 17 per 1,000 live births.
Zambia gives future and 12 strikes. Maternal mortality ratios has reduced from 1252 in 2021 to 187 to 100,000 live births. The neonatal mortality rate from 24 to 17 to 1,000 live births. Further, Zambia supports the UNAIDS 95-95-95 targets with 97-98-96 on the path to achieving HIV epidemic control. Equally, malaria incidences has fallen from 348,000 per patient in 2021 to 304 in 2024.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed his government's commitment to education, describing it as a cornerstone of national development and a key driver in the advancement of society. Addressing pupils and teachers at Kalomo Secondary School, President Hichilema said education remains a top priority for the UPND administration, noting that it is one of the best investments a country can make. The head of state has highlighted the government's strides in promoting education for all, citing the successful implementation of free education as a clear demonstration of that commitment. President Hichilema has further noted that the government is taking a holistic approach to education, ensuring inclusivity and leaving no one behind. The president has added that the introduction of skills training is essential for preparing students for the job market and fostering national growth.
Education is number one in anything that we do, even personal hygiene, even family issues. Raising the family, a critical ingredient in the advancement of society. Education comes in. Everything is anchored on education. So your government has taken education, this president has taken education as the best investment in the country, because that investment will yield returns in health, in agriculture, in technology, in everything.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali has cautioned the public against encroaching on institutional land. Mr. Tayali, who is on a two-day working visit in Eastern Province, today inspected upgrade works done on Chipata Airport, a facility that had previously been encroached by communities. However,